Now, once upon a time in Ireland, there was a band of Irish warriors who were known as the Fianna, and their leader was a man named Fionn Mac Cuil. Now, Fionn Mac Cuil and his Fianna, they traveled the roads of Ireland, they defended the people, they had great adventures, and stories are told of those adventures to this very day. But in all the years that they roamed the lands of Ireland, they only ever went to the Aran Islands once, and this story is why. Now, Fionn and his Fianna were in the Aran Islands when suddenly a dark fog fell down about them. They were lost, and these were some of the greatest trackers that Ireland had ever seen, and they couldn't tell where they were going, and they couldn't see where they had been. Until finally, they saw a light in all that fog, and they made their way towards it, and there they found a little thatched cottage with a candle burning in the window. And this little thatched cottage was nestled right inside the mountain. So Fionn went over to the door and he knocked on it, and it opened. There was a wizened old man. And Fionn said, "Old man, I am Fionn Mac Cuil, and these are my Fianna. We've come to ask for your hospitality to take the chill out of our bones of this mysterious fog that has fallen about us." And the old man looked at him, and he was not impressed. And Fionn was surprised. He said, "Old man, I am Fionn Mac Cuil. Think of the day when you will tell your grandchildren when the great Fionn Mac Cuil visited you and all of my Fianna. Won't it make a good story?" And the old man looked at him and he smiled. But the smile was without warmth and the smile was without humanity. And when the Fianna saw him smiling, they felt a chill in their bones that had nothing to do with the damp. But the old man opened his door and he welcomed them. And they came into his house and they set themselves up by the turf fire and they warmed themselves. There was a young woman who appeared. She brought them cakes and ale and bread and cheese. And this girl was beautiful. And every man was charmed by her. And they tried to flirt with her. They tried to seduce her. They tried to charm her, but she pushed them all away and she said, "You never had time to appreciate me when you had me, and now I have no time for you." Even the great Fionn Mac Cuil tried to seduce that woman, and still she pushed him away, and she said, "You never had any time for me when you had me, and now I have no time for you." Every Fianna came to Fionn Mac Cuil, and they swore they had never seen this girl before. And Fionn found that to be suspicious, but he said nothing. And they continued to eat, and after a time there was a knock at the door, and the girl opened the door, and in came a goat. And the goat came in and he began to make a nuisance of himself. He banged his head into people's legs and he tried to eat the cheese and the bread. He tried to drink the ale. And the old man, he said, "I can't believe that girl let that thing in here." "Fionn Mac Cuil, you are with the greatest warriors of Ireland. Surely you can capture that goat for me and tie it up by the turf fire." And Fionn Mac Cuil said, "Of course." And he tried to capture the goat, but the goat was too fast. It was too wiry. It was too vicious. It got away from Fionn Mac Cuil. In fact, it got away from every Fianna who tried to capture him. Until finally the old man, in his frustration, lashed out with his cane and he caught the goat by the horns, pulled it close, and he tied him up by the turf fire. And when the Fianna saw this, they were alarmed. They went to Fionn Mac Cuil and they said, "How could this old man have succeeded where all of us failed?" And Fionn agreed there was something wrong, something amiss here. And he turned and he looked at the old man and he said, "You are not what you seem. Tell me, who is that girl?"
"Ah, Fionn Mac Cuil," said the old man. "That girl is youth.
And she spoke truly when she said that none of you took the time to appreciate her when you had her. And now she has no time for you, for no man can regain his lost youth." And Fionn Mac Cuil stood up and he said to the old man, "Old man, what is that goat?"
"Ah, Fionn Mac Cuil," said the old man, "that goat is the world. And no man can tame the world. Any man who tries only makes a bigger mess of everything."
Fionn Mac Cuil drew his sword and he pointed it at the old man. He said, "Old man, who are you?"
"Ah, Fionn Mac Cumhall, I am death. For only death can master the world. And as great as you are, and as great as you will be, one day you and I will meet, and you will not best me. At this, the Fianna tried to draw out their swords, but they all fell asleep. And when they woke up, they found themselves on the mountain, inside of a cave. The house was gone, the girl was gone, the old man was gone, and so was the goat. And they got off that mountain as fast as they could, and they never returned to the Aran Islands. Thank you.